You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've just received an international phone call. We've been joined by Nick from Pond on the phone. Should have him there.
You
there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi.
My name's Johnny.
And I'm Big Hungry. Hello, Nick. How's it going, man? You're coming through nice and strong, so that's always a bonus.
Good. Hello, Big Hungry.
Hey, Nick, whereabouts in the world?
Should I call you?
You go.
Sorry, I was going to say, should I call you Mr. Hungry or Big or?
You can just go Hungry or just whatever suits. I'm quite tactile in that sort of sense.
Okay, cool.
Mr. The Big Hungry is quite good as well.
Ah, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's great.
Hey, so where in the world are you at the moment, Nick?
I'm in on my porch in Fremantle, Western Australia.
Oh, fucking sweet.
Cool. Have you guys just been through like a huge European summer tour?
I guess so. They've all kind of blended together, you know. We're in the UK doing a bunch of shows like Reading and Leeds and those sort of
the big ones,
you know. Yeah.
How were you received and what were the festivals like?
They're insane. Those mega festivals are weird, big and weird. I don't really think anyone. I think everyone's just a bit confused about what they're receiving it generally. And you sort of get shuffled on stage, like, to do quite a short set.
Right.
And we were on really early, and you're, like, 5 metres away from the first audience member, and there's heaps of lights and scaffolding and all that shit. So it's a bit strange, hey?
I guess you're...
And then suddenly it goes... Bang! Get off.
I guess you'll be looking forward to Laneway then. A lot more sort of intimate scenario, especially the Auckland one. That's for sure, I'd say.
Hell yeah, I love that festival. That's a truly good festival.
Have you been down to New Zealand before?
With Tame Impala? Would you have been playing with them? No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we've been over a bunch of times. We came over with Pond when we were opening for the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, I probably went to that
we
show.
Played in it's kind of so surreal it's hard to remember if you actually went or not. Those big old Spinal Tap size shows. But we also played like some weird mutation of Pond at Camp Alohum.
Oh, right.
Like, kind of before Pond had even properly started, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was lit.
Sounds wild. Hey, this the new record, The Weather, obviously a lot of sort of relevant content, if I could say, or maybe sort of social, or like it's quite conscious, if I could say that much. But it's also quite a happy and upbeat vibing time. Is that kind of like just sort of trick everyone into having a good time and then sort of tell them how it is? Is that the vibe?
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's also kind of in line with the general vibe of where we live, Perth, having a very sunny, you know, like a facade of being like a paradise in a lot of ways, you know. But underneath it's all built on a very, very dark and tragic history. So maybe it's something like that.
Mm.
Cool.
It seems outside of that culture, you know, like the heavy side of things, it seems like Australia has got quite a vibrant psychedelic music scene. What's the scene like in Perth at the moment?
Well, Perth continues to, you know, it continues to be Perth in its sort of small town pretending to be big city way, where scenes, if they can be called that, is like just very, very intimate. Relationship, you know, there's so few people that sort of like relationships get very, very strong, because once you've latched onto some folks, it stays like that. But it's still like, it's still really, I've always found it to be really disparate and kind of freewheeling, like people, which is a huge, gives me a huge kick seeing, you know, people always constantly coming along doing something that's just totally, totally wacky and, you know, and out, like out of line with whatever anyone in the rest of the world or here even thinks is like the basis for a scene, like be it psychedelic or whatever. Perth just keeps like pumping out weird, unexpected.
Man. Speaking of weird and unexpected, I noticed you actually have a Christmas song on your record. All I Want for Christmas is a Tascam 388. Is that a tape machine? And yeah. Obviously, you pined after this for a long time when you were at a young age. Is that the vibe?
It's actually that song's by our guitarist and mascot, Joe Ryan. He went through like a mad journey trying to get his Tascam 388 that he bought in LA. And these things are real big, hey.
Right.
He was trying to get it back to Perth and was in a very sorry state the day that he had to make this all happen. And I think that was just a pining to the gods to, you know, just get him the hell home with his Tascam 388.
Just sticking on the gear situation, I was curious as to what you guys are actually touring with. Like, it sounds pretty synth heavy. Is what are some of the key instruments you guys are sort of leaning on at the moment?
I think it's like a JX3P. Synthesizer, which is just a super, super cheap old one. Like,
is that a Roland?
It sounds amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Jay was using like a Prophet.
Oh, wow.
Prophet. And it's a sub fatty as well. And sort of Joe often uses like a MIDI pad that gets a lot of as well as his guitar, and a lot of the guitar he plays he runs through this like synth processor.
Oh, I thought that might be the case. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it sound like a Mellotron, you know.
Sick.
Was it for your new record, The Weather? Was it like a conscious thing, or did the synths just creep in organically?
They're so nice.
I mean, like, conscious to the extent that we're aware that we like synths. We want to use them. But, yeah, so I guess, yeah, conscious. I mean, I hope I was conscious.
Yeah.
I feel like conscious means a lot of things nowadays.
Yeah, just like that, just like a really sort of maybe a concern.
That's a fancy way of saying, did you mean to? Yeah, I guess you meant to if it's there.
yeah, I guess we did. No, it was a funny story, actually. I just like tripped up on the carpet and like.
Shit, that sounds
my
good.
Head against, against an ARP Odyssey and. Yeah.
Are you now when you come when you get down here for Laneway, will you be playing a massive chunk of The Weather, and do you sort of play it in like a sequence? Because when I was listening through to it today, I felt a lot of it flows a lot together, and you do have like The Edge of the World Part 1 and Part 2. I would be stoked to like see that live. Or do you sort of just pepper in old songs? And
yeah, we pepper in old songs, but Yeah, we do a lot of those sort of flow, like, things from the weather, like, that flow pretty similarly to the album. Yeah, there's a bunch from the new one, mainly the new one.
Sweet.
Cool.
Should we, John, have you got anything else that you wanted to ask Nick Albrook from Pond, who will be joining us here in the country for Laneway next year? John?
I just sort of, I'm kind of curious. You guys seem to be spread sort of all across the world at some times. With recording and writing the record, do you sit down, you like block out some time and all meet up together, or how are you sharing ideas constantly while you're all out on the road via the internet, or how does it work for you guys?
Yeah, a lot of it's the latter. Like, we all write songs like as our main, you know, as our main thing we do, you know, our spare time and whatnot, and like, yeah, we just share stuff and then eventually get all together and you know, it slowly sort of coagulates, and then we kind of set aside some time to actually properly kind of cram it through the five person NutriBullet, the proverbial NutriBullet that is Pond, and then it becomes its own thing.
Cool.
I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it in its full force in the sort of New Zealand sunshine, hopefully. You're great.
Yeah, you're in for a good venue. It's in a great park just across from the radio studio here. Yeah. So we're frothing to see you down here. It'd be very exciting for us.
We're going to play Sweep. I think we're going to play Sweep Me Off My Feet, John. Is that what we agreed on?
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about this, Nick?
We're trying to make something that sounded like Kanye, that sounded like Yeezus at the beginning, thus the big synth bass thing, and lyrics, something or other about being bloody pathetic and self-loathing or something like that, and making it work, getting lazy, wanting people to do the work for you sometimes.
Right on. Sweet, man.
Sweep me off my feet.
Hey, thanks so much, bro. We'll catch you when you're here in the country.
Lovely. See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.